BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, an incredible innuendo bingo with the very funny Ben Haynow. Also, are we running out of music again? Greg's on Real or No Real, and why is a man sending Chris pictures of pasta?
Radio One.
All right, Christopher.
All right, mate.
Yes. I notice, obviously this is radio, so you can't see us, but Chris is wearing a kind of, almost a festive jumper, but not quite. It's a kind of a gateway into the festive season jumper.
Yeah, it is a gateway. It's like a nod to what's going to happen.
It's not full-on Christmas. There's not, like, Santa Claus on it or anything.
No, but it's just the tip, isn't it?
It's slightly festive. Let's try and get a picture on our Twitters, because...
As you said, it's a gateway jumper.
It's a nod to the festive season, but it's not quite started.
Some people
yet.
Are wearing Christmas jumpers, which I think is kind of wrong.
That's weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, Wayne in sunny Stoke. It's not sunny. He's like, yeah, not a gateway jumper, please. You know that leads to stronger, more addictive items of clothing. Next, Chris will be wearing a bandana. Oh, please no. Please no.
I honestly don't think it's going to change me all that much. It was just a jumper that I put on.
Yeah.
It's one of those things as well that it seems to be so controversial that you're wearing a jumper. People in the office talk
like,
about
oh,
it.
Oh, Christmas, is it? Yeah.
So what, is this really what we want to be talking about today?
Yeah. Ellie is also wearing a gateway jumper. A bit festive, but not quite. This is what people are up to. Mm. Also, yes, I'm aware, Tom, that I just said when I introduced Ollie's song, Kiss Me Now. Ollie Murs, Kiss Me Now. He says, no foreplay. Don't be so forward. I know.
It is a bit needy of you,
it's
isn't
quite
it?
Needy, isn't it?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm delighted to say that Ben Haynow is playing Innuendo Bingo with us at 1:45 today. Your X Factor winner, everybody, from last year. Ben Haynow at 1:45. Never met him. I've just waved to him through a window a few weeks ago at Radio 1.
I'm surprised you've never met him.
Yeah. He seems like a really good bloke, though.
Yeah.
So 1:45 today, Innuendo Bingo with Ben. Soak him. I'm right in the mood for it.
Yeah, I really am up for a good game today, but I think he will be as well.
Totally.
As you said, he seems like a good bloke.
Yeah. Now, can I ask you, why are you being so shady about the photos you're getting sent to your phone?
Oh, no, okay. So
every time, right, I can see that you're getting photos, but you seem...
Like my mum.
But you seem to be turning the phone away from me when you get them. So what's on them?
No, okay, so I met this guy the other... In fact, I didn't meet him recently. It's, you know that deli that I go to down the road? The place that serves masses of pasta?
Yeah.
And we've spoken about him before because there was a confusing situation once where he got me mixed... The main guy got me mixed up with someone else.
Yeah.
Thought I worked for a pants store.
Yes.
And I had a very strange moment where one day he came up to me and sort of pulled his jumper up, took the top bit of his pants and said, can you get me some more of these, please?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? And we weren't too sure why he'd asked me.
Yeah,
this.
So why is he suddenly asking you to get him some new underwear?
So to test this, I went and got some pants, brought them to the deli and basically said, look, here's your pants. Let's see what happens from here. But anyway, look, they found out that I wasn't the guy
who works in the underwear store.
They now know I work on your show.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
what are you about to tell me about you and the deli guy?
Well,
please?
This guy is called Danny, right?
And does your girlfriend know about this?
And so what he does is every day now he sends me a picture of all the pasta.
Why?
That he's cooked up. So it's a really strange situation we've got going on, in that every day around lunchtime I just get a picture of some pasta.
Show me.
So look, if I take you through my phone, it's just different POV shots of pasta.
Why is he doing that? Do you fancy it today?
Yeah, it's almost like he sends it in the same way that you might, you know, get a kind of saucy pick.
Right.
Well, actually, it is a saucy pick today.
It's very saucy. Look at that, all that tomato there.
So he does this. So every day I'm eating pasta just because this guy sends me a picture. And I then fill it up. But the funny thing is, he'll send the pasta, is what I have to then send back and go like, oh, that looks good.
That's lovely.
Good pasta.
Do you? What, you just like make appreciative text
so every
back?
Day I get just a picture of some pasta. And then he always writes as well, send my love and kisses to the ladies.
What ladies?
Which I don't know. Like, but I don't think it's a mistaken identity. So it's just a bizarre conversation I've got going on my phone with me and the deli man. It's weird. It's like getting the phone number of your local kebab store.
It is.
Or your local curry house and having a text conversation.
Or that, do you remember when I went through that phase of having curry so much that I was getting Christmas and birthday cards from the Curry House.
It's the same. I'm sure other people must have this where they're in regular contact with their favourite food store.
But do you remember once I actually turned the Christmas lights on in my local kebab house? That happened.
I bet that was impressive.
In the window. Right. I mean, he's quite a saucy Italian man himself, isn't he?
Oh, very much so.
Send my love to the ladies.
Yeah.
But it's making you buy the pasta. What time are you getting the text? About, what, 11 or something?
I get it at sort of 12:15 every day.
Wow. I mean, that's service, isn't it?
But I'm running out of replies to send to his saucy pics.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, we can think of some more. The Scott Mills Daily. I know you're not keen, but if this kind, flirty Italian man at the deli is sending you pictures of his pasta every day, the least you can do is send one back to him.
He's not. I don't think he's flirting with me, Scott.
No, he wants to send his love to all the ladies. Right, so you got the pasta there now. I'm going to take a picture of you.
Oh, okay.
Right, I was thinking maybe you covered in his pasta in a bath, but we haven't got a bath. So, right, fill your mouth.
All right.
I'm going to take a picture and we're going to send it to him. That's it. That's it. Put the cream around your mouth. That's it. There we are. Okay, and we'll send that to him in a minute. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, I've just put that picture of you eating that man's pasta on my Instagram. In 3 years, that's going to be like on Time Hop and we'll be like, what happened there?
Yeah.
What were you doing, please?
That's like there was that time where I'm barefoot trying to remove Hugh Stevens' belt at one point, and we completely forgot the backstory with that.
What was the backstory?
There's a video, and it's only about 15 seconds long, of me removing Hugh Stevens' belt with my foot.
Well, that's just weird. Things do come up from this show, and I'm like, why did we do that? And that is going to be one of them.
Time hop is a weird thing with this show.
Yes. Right, so Ben Haynow is playing Innuendo Bingo. Ben, where now? He's late.
I mean, I don't know what we do.
He's stuck in traffic.
Which is understandable. It's
wet and windy day. And, you know, hey, now's a busy man. But we do Innuendo Bingo every day, Tuesday and Thursdays at 1:45.
So, I mean, you're in charge here. What do you want to do? Start without him? Because, it's a bit weird if someone turns up halfway. I mean, we can do that.
What about, for every minute he's late, we take 10... We don't play 10 seconds of his track. We take 10 seconds off.
I like the idea of a forfeit, because I think if I was late, everyone would expect me to get some kind of forfeit. That's good. What about if he has to remove an item of clothing for every minute that he's late?
Now, producer Will's already started the countdown clock there. Now, Will, he's started the timer. Now, is he supposed to be here now or at 1:45? Now?
No, okay.
Right, okay, we'll start the clock then.
Fine.
So for every minute, we take 10 seconds off the track.
Now,
Oh, hang on. How long is the song? I bet he's listening now in traffic, getting really stressed because the traffic's not moving. Hi, Ben. The song is 4 minutes.
I reckon it's one of those frustrating situations where he's actually only like 5 minutes away, but the traffic is so poor. In which case, I like the idea that he's now sprinting.
Yeah. I'll get out here, mate. I'll get out. I mean, it's not moving anywhere.
We're nearly at 10 seconds gone from his song.
What about if he doesn't make it and we don't play any of the song?
I don't know what we do.
Well, that's the rules are the rules. The Scott Mills Daily. So John's been on. Do you know what came up on his time hop the other day?
What's that?
Talking of weird times that don't really make sense when you first see them from this show. That time that you ate sushi off of Becky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happened, didn't it?
Yeah, that came up on his the other day.
I remember that. I remember you forcing my head down at one point. Go on, eat it.
Eat it. Okay, what are we on now with the Hey Now timer?
So we're at 4 minutes 15. So at the moment, we've lost 40 seconds of his song coming up to 50 seconds. I mean, I can't imagine the discussion that's going to go on when he's here, when we have to explain that. Although I assume he's listening if he's in the
car. He might be. It's quite awkward, this. And what do we do? Do we give him the option, front or back, front of song, back of song? What
I don't know, actually.
Or like, if he's that late, we don't play it at all. I feel bad
imagine
now.
Imagine we play 10 seconds of it.
Hello,
that's
Ben.
Almost worse than nothing.
Can you imagine? That is worse than nothing.
I mean, what do you do, the front or back, if you've only got 10 seconds of it? Look, he's on his way.
He'll be here soon.
He's getting here as quickly as he can.
Hello, Ben. Here's your song. Yeah, that's it. Sorry, nice. Ben. The Scott Mills Daily. Ben, hey now, hi.
Oi, oi.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Traffic, was it?
Yeah, it was, man. It was, yeah.
What are you doing there, Chris?
I'll do the stop the stopwatch now.
So. Yeah, so were you listening in the car? No.
Yeah, that's so, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
No.
I mean, so what do you want, front or back?
Take it off the back.
Yeah. All right, so we'll start it from the front and then we'll take it off the back.
We were 8 minutes 47.
Oh,
let's round that up to 9. Yeah. So that's 1 minute 30.
Off the song?
Off the back of the song.
Yeah. I mean, that's mostly just Kelly Clarkson repeating the chorus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just it's all fine. Fade that out. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Cheers, man.
Have you met Kelly Clarkson, or did she just send
CGI,
it to you?
CGI, totally. No. Right. We got to do the video together. So
of course,
I met her. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought she might have sent her a bit on WhatsApp or whatever. But
yeah, the vocals was sent over. Yeah, we done that separately. Yeah. But the video we got together.
And your mentor was Simon last year. Still speak to him a lot?
Yeah, totally, on the phone all the time. Yeah,
he's a good.
When you say all the time, what's the deal with that? Can you actually call him whenever you want?
Generally, it's when I come out the pub and I'm drunk.
Yeah,
late night calls.
Oh, he must love that. So, do you know, we had this on Real and Error the other day. This is how much he throws money at a situation. His boiler broke, right, in his house.
Right.
So he paid for a suite at a hotel for $2,000 because he didn't want to miss his daily bath.
Wow.
That's what he does.
That is, yeah, it's just pocket money though, that.
Totally.
I think you've timed this really well because it's just coming up to Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
And having him on side just before Christmas, I'm thinking the presents will be amazing.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, man. If he wants to send me something, that'd be nice.
But I have heard, I think it was Dermot O'Leary, told me this, that for Christmas, you think, I'm going to get a really good Christmas present. And Dermot one year opened it and it was just a picture of Simon.
No.
From him.
Really?
Signed, though.
Framed.
Was it signed?
Oh, framed.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
signed.
Gift.
Yeah.
Now, is it weird watching X Factor this year now that you're not in it? Because I had that slightly with Strictly this year, even though at times it was horrendous. When the new one came on, I was a tiny bit jealous.
Yeah, you do feel emotionally attached, don't you? So yeah, I do watch it and I do enjoy watching it, but I do feel slightly too attached.
I want to do it. Or is it like, oh, I'm quite relieved I'm not doing it?
Well, it's been brutal this year, so I think I'm glad to have got it out of the way. But yeah, it's a great experience, mate.
And what was it like? I know you went back, obviously, to be on it a couple of weeks ago. Was it weird going back?
Yeah, I felt like a contestant again, you know, sitting there singing in front of the judges. So I did get the nerves back. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool, man.
What I like about those artist performances, though, is that you always get a standing ovation from the judges.
Yeah, I think the chairs just disappear and they have to stand.
They have to stand.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. You know about Inuna Bingo, right?
I do, sir, yeah.
Okay, so let's make it a wet one today. Even though you're a newbie, don't be afraid to spray him. That's what he's there for.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can watch this on the Radio 1 website in a minute. David in Hendon has taken his lunch break an hour late just to watch bingo today. He's buzzing.
Yes, David.
Jamie from Reading says, oh, at last, Ben here now. Hilarious. And they're going to keep coming in. Sean from Falkirk says, yay, at least we get to hear the front of the song. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Chris, shout stop when I need to stop it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's Ben Hay now and Kelly Clarkson with Secondhand Heart on Radio 1. Bingo coming next.
Song. Stop.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's no thanks, guys.
No.
Buy the album to hear the rest of it.
The album, yes. If you can get the album and hear the rest of that track and many more tracks as well. I feel bad now.
I feel a little bit bad. Listen, here we go.
No, Louise from Luton. Don't stop it. Stop. Don't. Okay, I'm going to play the rest of it.
Ah,
I feel bad. I'm glad, because this is your best bit, I think, on this.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Try every day and
night. You got my second-hand heart. That is Ben Hay now and Kelly Clarkson, Secondhand Heart on BBC Radio 1. Some people are now calling me weak. I felt bad. you'd do the same if he was in the studio with you.
You're too nice, Scott, because do you know what? Other people would have stuck to that, but you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that DJ that used to work here? Like, if,
who was it?
Do you remember the one that used to do the breakfast show? If you're late, you're not coming on.
I mean, that happened.
Don't be late, otherwise you won't be on my show.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's play Innuendo Bingo. Cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Here we are then. It's Thursday afternoon and it's time for Innuendo Bingo with Ben Hay now. Loads of water, please, lads. Let's make it a good one. Come on. Come on. Don't be shy, Ben. Yeah. Okay, so watch this on the Radio 1 website right now, on your phone, computer, laptop. Jake from Swansea is very keen for today, and Aaron in Ipswich, and David is watching. Okay, let's start with MasterChef.
It's cold to begin with.
Yes, please don't swear. Mm-hmm. Don't do a Hodor. Let's start with MasterChef. So many of you spotted this one. Now, Greg Wallace is no professional chef, but he can appreciate Monica's skills in the kitchen.
That's a fair amount of work there, Monica. I mean, you're not a shrinking violet and you've been pumping away at that thing for a few minutes.
OK, we're just warming up. It's all good, it's all good.
You've been pumping away at that thing for a few minutes.
Becky, Ellie, Aaron, James, Ashley, Amy, Sarah, loads of you spotted it. Thank you. Thank you for sending it in. Now we're going over to ITV. Refresh your water or keep it in your mouth, up to you. Mm-hmm. ITV's Coronation Street. Now, Mary, Eve and Michelle are having a chat in the cafe. Mary's reminiscing about the good old days. And, well, I think Mary was just pleased she was out of the house while her mum was doing this.
You know, it puts me in mind of a little rhyme we used to recite at Sunday school.
Sunday school? Never hear of that anymore, do you?
Oh, Mother used to bustle me off every week, come rain or come shine.
Yeah, any sign of that sandwich?
No, I just waited on the bacon.
So how come they sent you then if they weren't religious?
Well, I suppose they wanted a bit of peace and quiet. Mother used to say it was her only chance once a week of a good bottoming.
Bottoming, of course, is the local Huddersfield term for cleaning and removing dirt or grime. Look it up if you don't believe me. Coronation Street there.
Mother used to say it was her only chance once a week of a good bottoming.
Okay, let's get it wet. Let's get wetter now, guys. Let's take it up a gear. Come
on.
Come on. Next to The Apprentice. Now, with each series, the contestants get more and more competitive. And as you're about to hear, April is prepared to do absolutely anything to win this task.
I did try and stress that we needed to upsell the DIY because we could get more money.
Upsell the DIY, meaning what?
April stated that we'll do extras for £10, £10 an hour.
Oh, April.
That was your fault. That's a good one.
£10 an hour there. Lee, thank you for sending that one in. She really wants to win.
April stated that we'll do extras for £10, £10 an hour.
OK, now we're going to BBC Radio Humberside. Water, please. That is a good one. Now, on Radio Humberside, Natalie Glanville has headed to the seafront in Cleethorpes. Lovely place. Now, yes, Chris? What is going on with your mouth? You okay, hon? Mm. Natalie Glanville in Cleethorpes, on the seafront. There she is. Now, I don't know what she is offering these locals, but I'm... Chris, I said, look, you know there's a no-hands rule. I don't know what Natalie's offered the locals. But I'm glad that she's recorded their reactions. Ben, no hands.
Yeah. Some people say that it's quite warm to touch and it brings sunshine and happiness.
Oh, well, it would be nice if it did.
Have you had a go at touching it?
No.
No? Do you want to have a go? It feels quite cold to touch today,
it does,
don't you think?
That sort of
day,
isn't it?
Oh, Ben. You had a right mess of himself there.
Ben, you are spraying.
Sorry. No, it's good. That's the idea of the game.
It is good. It's, well...
Water, please.
It's concentrated in one area.
Yes. I noticed that, Chris, you're really trying to dodge Ben's spray.
Yeah.
It's not really happening.
Yeah.
Okay, water, please.
Right, let's do this.
Ben, hey, now, Innuendo Bingo and a favourite from Tuesday on Country File. Now, I know there have been many advances in farming technology, but... I bet presenter Anita Rani can't wait to have a go on this particular machine.
Oh, Ben.
Chris is like... Chris is just getting a shower.
Oh, my. I can't deal with Anita Rani.
Are you singing this one out?
No, I'm obviously not. Just say the description.
All right, here's Anita Rani. She's just on a machine. Don't overthink it. On BBC One.
This is basically state of the art, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the latest model. It
it works by driving over the top of the bush and there's two sets of vibrating fingers.
Anita there, being shown a machine used very commonly in blackcurrant farming. And having a lovely time.
It works by driving over the top of the bush and there's two sets of vibrating fingers.
Good. Now, water please. Let's go to BBC 4. You know historian Amanda Vickery? You don't know? Well, she's on. And Amanda's telling us about a nasty thing that could happen in Georgian times when you are least expecting it.
Obviously, burghers didn't knock at the front door, but they could come up through back alleyways, back passages, smashing the back door.
That is ridiculous.
Ben, you are good at this. Poor Chris. I don't say that very often.
I've never been so...
But please continue.
Smashing the back door.
Burglars forcing entry into your house there.
Smashed in this game. Dangerous.
Russ, David, Mel and Barrett send that one in. Remember, spot an innuendo, email them to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, water please.
More?
No.
More please, yes.
Right.
Here we go. Take a moment for just gather yourself, Ben. It's all good. You all right?
Yeah.
Go on, take the water. Go on. Ben, spray now. Okay. Now it's Dev on BBC Radio 1, sitting in for Greg James. I really miss Feet Up Friday. Not as much as Dev does, though.
If you fancy coming into Radio 1 this Friday and being part of the Feet Up Friday audience, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Head over to Greg James's page and hopefully I'll be hanging out with you on Friday.
So you don't get to do that on the official chart. Dev, they're looking forward to hanging out with the Feet Up Friday audience back in the day. One more, lads.
One more.
Come on.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Bit damp.
Does get wet, this game. Finally, we're going to Autumn Watch. That's not funny. Autumn Watch. Now, when there's an opportunity to watch something really good, Chris Packham and Martin Hughes Gaines, they really like to kind of make a night of it.
Seat in the house, Chris. It's the best seat in the world. I've got bought snacks with us as well. Now look, I can't help noticing there's a lot of tits out there. I have seen tits before.
Oh, it's great. It's great because they even brought snacks.
I can't help noticing there's a lot of tits out there. I have seen tits before.
Yeah. Oh, so many birds on that show. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And Ben Hay now, you've been an amazing sport. Good to see you. That was brilliant. He loves it, look. I've got to say, Chris, for a first timer, what an
unbelievable!
What an excellent sprayer!
Literally, my favourite game ever.
Great, thank you. You met your match there today. BBC Radio 1, the Scott Mills Daily. Kate says, "I think we're also running out of ideas for music videos. I saw the new 1D one this morning. They couldn't be bothered to leave their hotel room. Then I watched Sorry by Bieber. He couldn't even be bothered to be in it. He's only in like two of the videos. You know, he's released all the videos for his album Purpose. Mm. He's in two of them."
I just think if you're a big pop star, you really need to be in the video. I kind of get it if you're a big DJ or something, it's a little bit different. But I don't know why. It seems odd if you're a big pop star and you're not even in your own music video.
That's a lot of videos to have to do all at once,
though.
But
don't do them all at once.
All right. Okay. Hope you're listening, Justin. Are we running out of music, though? We'll find out very soon. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills playing Hosier, Jackie and Wilson. You're an idiot. I hate people eating on radio and TV.
That was really bad.
A cupcake, was it?
I've never tried to eat something so quickly.
No.
10 seconds left. I sound like Adam Bolton.
Thank you very much. When he was choking on that sandwich. Now, see, there are certain things that I won't eat in front of you lot because I don't like it. A cupcake is one of them. Do you notice how I just hide it? How I hid then?
That's a yellow card for me, isn't it? I'm going to get told off for that.
Possibly, yeah. Another thing I won't eat in front of you lot, a banana. You know why.
Obviously.
Let's relive the Adam Bolton sandwich moment from Sky News because you did
that
sound the
quick.
Same.
How'd you do
we'll
that?
Leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. Well, this is Battersea.
So good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Someone's concerned that we're running out of faces. Think about people's faces. There are only so many facial features. We're going to start running out soon. What are you talking about? Lisa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Gary on the Isle of Wight says, on Monday you played a Taylor Swift song and didn't play the noise. Did I not? I'm so sorry. Normally, if we are playing Taylor Swift on Radio 1, I will obviously make the noise that signifies that she's our leader. Can't believe you didn't notice that one, Chris. You let that one go.
Sorry.
Looking forward to running out of music. Loads of people saying that Five Sauce, Hey Everybody, sounds like a song off of the 80s by a group called Duran Duran. Hungry Like the Wolf. We've got some other examples as well. And you will hear very soon that we are, in fact, potentially running out of music, which is a problem for Radio 1, I think.
A massive problem.
Earlier we were saying about how Chris is getting weird pictures of pasta every day from the man that works in the local deli.
Yeah.
You've struck up a friendship with him over the last year or so.
We have. It's a weird friendship, given that I only go to him for food. But he recently wanted my number, and I thought, well, go on then. Swap numbers with him. It's nothing like that, honestly.
No.
It's really not.
And flirty, isn't he?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be with me.
No, I know. He's very, very, very keen on the ladies.
And every day I get a text with pictures of pasta.
So that's the pasta that he's making in the shop that day, just to see if you want it. Is it just to tempt you to go and buy it?
I guess so. But I know he's only really doing that with me, and it's tricky because I don't know what to reply to him because, you know, at first I was like, ha-ha, this is funny. Mm. But now every day I am getting a picture from said pasta man.
Yeah, and so earlier, it's on my Instagram if you want to have a look, I took a picture that I told Chris to send back, which is him enjoying the pasta, which has been made by the man that keeps sending him pictures. If he's bothering to send you a photo every day, I think the least you can do is send one back. Any response yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, that's weird, because I know. Has it been delivered?
Yeah.
But no response.
He's got it.
Send him one every time. I like the idea of it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. 1.
Scott Mills here. Getting so many people asking where the Christmas songs are. Suddenly people seem to have kicked into Christmas. You're wearing a Gateway jumper, not quite festive, but a bit festive.
That's the point. We're not there yet.
I think it's too soon. But we'll be, before you know it, though, you'll be asking me to ring that dialer carol service in America again.
Oh, yeah.
What, again?
Yes, we're doing it.
Again?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
James in Halifax says, RE Christmas songs. I like how the 19th of November is too soon for Christmas songs, but the 16th of September was absolutely fine. Okay, I hear you, but that was just to break the seal so that I played the first one. Playing any more at this stage would be foolish. Though it's just come up on someone's time hop that 3 years ago Greg James played on this day, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. Must have been a 10-minute takeover, though, I reckon. Surely. Unless he's lost his mind 3 years ago. Chris.
We do this every now and then, Scott. You know where I research some songs that maybe sound a bit similar to songs that have previously been released?
It's your theory that we're running out of music.
I've got this massive concern here at Radio 1 that being at the forefront of new music, at some point there's going to be a massive problem because there's only a certain combination of notes before you actually run out of music. And I worry that we're nearing that stage.
And the trouble is, on a new music station such as Radio 1, eventually that will be a massive problem.
Well, it's definitely a meeting that needs to happen. So every now and then we've brought this up. And management so far have expressed no interest in tabling this discussion on a kind of formal level. But I seriously think we're going to have to consider it.
Do you think that when we do eventually run out of all music, I'll still be on Radio 1?
Well, it's a fascinating thought, that, isn't it? That actually, you could be here the day Radio 1 runs out of music.
The day I close it.
because there's only a certain combination of notes. You know, music's been going on for a long time.
It has.
I mean...
A very long time. Thanks for pointing that out.
And if you really think about it, I feel for new bands because they go into a studio, they try and come up with new music, and it's not their fault. No. It's all been done before, from Mozart to Mariah Carey. It's been done. You know?
What have you got for me,
I
then?
I fear for Wolf Alice when they go jamming, you know? Because you know how it works with bands where they get together and they jam?
Yeah.
And naturally a song kind of comes from it. But what they must do, all these bands, they must be jamming going, no, nah, come on, that sounds... That's exactly the same, yeah, isn't it? Anyway, look, so I've got a few more today. You know, every now and then we do this. Now, I've got to admit, if you're listening and you're a music lawyer, I'd probably turn off.
Yeah, if you could,
but
maybe
for you.
Turn off for the next 5 or 10 minutes. Thank you.
And also, I'm sure it's a complete accident, but my theory is that you can't avoid it now. Your song is going to sound like another song. Take, for instance, Perfect by One Direction.
Good song, this.
Now, loads of people have been talking about this one. You know the one it sounds like, Scott. Everyone's been talking about it.
You mean this one? Oh. Yeah, it does sound quite similar.
It does sound similar, but loads of people spotted this from the off. Exactly the same style by Taylor Swift, right?
Maybe.
Similar-ish. Sorry, I should say similar-ish.
Just trying to cover us here.
Yeah, sorry. Similar-ish, okay? Here's another one, Scott. Nothing But Thieves.
Recent Radio 1 playlist track, Wake Up Call. What does this sound like, then?
This intro here sounds exactly the same as A1, Caught in the Middle.
Oh, wow.
Hello. And do you think that maybe Nothing But Thieves were listening to the A1 album just before?
No, I don't think they're aware of it. This is the thing. I've had to do a lot of research into this. I've had to ask around. It'll be like I hear an intro and I go, I'm sure I've heard this song before. And then with research, I find out what it is.
Mm. Okay, so that's a good one. A1, eh? Wow.
Do you remember them?
Off of Curtains. Oh!
What do you mean? What happened with the curtains?
No, the lead singer had curtains.
Oh, I thought you'd...
No, wrong there. Didn't do anything with their curtains.
We have a cracking story about curtains, but we can't go into it.
No, we can't. Any more?
Yes. Right, this is a new song. I only heard this one the other day. This is a song called Who Knows. It's on the Ready One playlist at the moment.
Protégé.
It's a banger, yeah, Protégé. This really bugged me. I knew it sounded like something. Oh, wow. Blue Control.
Yes. Oh, that is a bit similar.
That's a song called Hit 'Em Up Style, brackets oops.
Any more, Chris?
Yeah, I need to thank someone on Twitter for this one, actually. This one's outstanding. So I'd like to thank Michaela on Twitter, who spotted this song by Ed Sheeran. So you can keep me
inside the pocket of your rib. Probably the biggest songwriter in the world right now.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
And we love him, right?
We love him. Ed Sheeran Photograph sounds a bit like what?
A song by Matt Cardle. Called Amazing. How did you find me?
You came out of nowhere like oh. Me. This is from Matt Cardle's stunning debut album. It's called Amazing. Me. I mean, surely. Through all the noise of surely a coincidence. So you can keep. Matt Cardwell, a very strong songwriter also, I'd just like to point out.
It's definitely not the same song.
No,
we
not
should,
the same.
We should underline that. Uh-huh.
Not the same at all. How did you find me? Okay, I think we should stop playing this now. The Matt Carter one is much slower.
Yes. Oh, it's significantly slower.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Louisa in Stone, Staffordshire says, I'm so glad I'm not alone. I think this all the time. I also really worry that one day we will run out of music. Do you see that text from Sophie earlier saying that when she was younger, she was really, like, used to really panic about the fact that we might run out?
Mm. I mean, it's just, I think it's just something for everyone to be aware of. And yeah. I mean, obviously there's more. I mean, it's quite widely, I mean, Breakfast Show were talking about this, Fleur East one sounding a bit like the Bargain Hunt theme.
Yeah.
Someone else says it sounds also a bit like Fraggle Rock.
Right.
So I don't know which one came first.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been going on for years, someone says. But yeah, eventually we're going to run out at some point.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, love.
Greg's going to be here to play Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. He's just hanging out, reading Dan Whittam's column. It's his favourite.
TMI?
I was just reading the review of the Adele album.
Oh, does it say it's good by any chance?
8 hits, 2 misses, an instant classic.
The impressions of people are on today and they need to really stop.
Oh, yeah, did you... yeah, Scott did a cracking one of our ex-employees here.
Who?
Do we have to go back into this?
BBC Radio 1.
I regret it now.
Who is it?
Chris Miles.
Oh.
Oh, you do him all the time.
Yeah, to be fair, you do it. You do it a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
From yesterday, we were talking to that girl that was calling herself Brian.
Mm.
And she was insistent we called her Brian because she used to work in that really famous coffee chain and she was just telling us some secrets. So Sam's been on... saying, after listening to Brian yesterday, today I went in and I ordered off menu. Skinny white hot chocolate with caramel. It's not on the menu, but if you ask them, I think they have to make it.
Wow.
If they've got it. Amazing. I know.
What a world we live in.
I know. What a time to be alive. You all right, Greg?
I'm really good. Yeah.
Got the vamps on later, yeah?
Yeah, loads of stuff going on today. We've got Ricky Gervais on at 4:20. I went down to see the new David Brent movie.
Mm. Oh, wow. Did you go?
I went down to see it being shot this morning.
How was that?
Amazing.
Yeah, because that's not out till next year.
It's not out till next year. But we've got a little chat with him, which you'll hear just after 4:00. The vamps are on live at 5:10. Also, we've got the fired apprentice person and films with Rihanna.
Whoa. That is a bumper show.
It's bursting at the seams.
Does anyone feel like the vamps are always here at the moment? Every time I turn around, the vamps are there. I think they might be sleeping here. Here's today's Real or No Real.
Hollywood A-listers Jennifer Hudson, George Lucas and Hugh Laurie are in an exclusive club of just 12 celebrities who can eat for free whenever they like at a famous fast food burger chain.
What a random selection of people. Wow. George Lucas, is he off of Star Wars? And then Jennifer Hudson
yes.
And Hugh Laurie.
They are big names, though.
House.
Because what makes me laugh with some of these year annual free stuff cards that you hear about, right?
I mean, you only hear about them. Who knows whether they actually exist?
Yeah, fine. But you hear of these celebrities, and generally they are quite famous. And then you see one person who's got one of these cards, and you think, how have they done that?
Mm.
That is true, actually, because there's the chicken one, isn't there? Which yeah. Everyone knows about. I mean, it even gets mentioned in songs by desperate rappers, desperately trying to get one. It doesn't normally work. But then you're right. You go, okay, yeah, they should have one. They should have one. They should have one. And then it's like, what?
What's going on there?
Fleur East.
Did you get sent the 3% off at Mothercare card that I got the other day?
Did you get that?
Ooh. Well, actually, look after the pennies, sweetheart. I wouldn't mind that. Oh, yeah, it's Mothercare, though. When am I going to use it?
Whilst you're here, Greg, the Jamie Lawson game.
Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant.
One of the best things.
Come and play it.
I'd love to.
Come and play it at some point.
I'd love to, but I don't know if I could do it because naturally my mind tries to rhyme things in a...
rude way.
In a rude way. So I'd be really worried about it.
That is the problem.
I tell you what, Annie Mack was bobbins at it, wasn't she?
I think I threw her off by trying to get her to rhyme something with the word bagel.
Yes, you did.
So
but then she was. She yeah. did. I was making some toast. You could have a ghost there. I was just playing along in the car. So this card where you can eat for free whenever they like is a club of just 12 celebrities. Real or no real?
Sounds about right. I think that's real.
Mm, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
I wonder why only 12. So only 12 of them have that card that allows them to have free burgers and fries at a restaurant that rhymes with Fergading. Hugh Laurie managed to get his after pretending to have to already have one.
What?
I don't know. And next.
The collective term for a group of beavers is a vamp. For example, look at that vamp of beavers.
No. I've never questioned what they're named after. So that would make sense. The band The Vamps.
What?
The band The Vamps. Yeah. Obviously a collective of people, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're not a group of beavers.
No,
but you wouldn't say a vamp of beavers. I'm sure it's a barrel of beavers, isn't it?
A barrel?
It's a busload.
A busload of beavers.
Do you know what the collective term is for, like, if us lot here now? A waffle of DJs.
Where nice. Taught you that?
Hmm? Like a murder of crows.
Yeah, that's a weird one. But is it a vamp of beavers? I've never heard this.
A vamp of... No, it's absolutely not a vamp of beavers.
Well, what else is it then with the beavers?
I don't think there is one for beavers, is there?
Yeah, there must be.
There has to be a collective name.
There doesn't. Not for everything.
It'd be like a flurry of beavers.
Why not for everything?
There can't be a different one for every single one, surely.
Like, I think there is.
Gaggle of geese.
I think there is.
Gaggle of geese.
What else is there? What's moths?
Yeah.
A flutter? A dustin? A dusty? A dusty of moths?
A dusting of moths.
A dust of moths. What is it?
That's a TV show.
This is stupid. Mm. No, that's a touch of frost.
Oh, yeah.
You had that DVD in your bag once. You were so embarrassed.
A dust of moths. A touch of frost.
A touch of frost. It fell out of his bag. We were like, lol.
I love a touch of frost.
Apparently it's an eclipse of moths.
An eclipse?
Is
really?
It?
A bit of knowledge for you there.
Wow. Is this real, though? A vamp of beavers?
No way. No real.
No, I don't think it is with the beavers. No real.
That one is no real.
It's actually called a colony or a family, guys. But the vamps are on Greg's show today. Later on, after five. And finally,
Ollie from Years and Years was left disappointed after failing to get a discount in his local newsagent, even though one of his songs was playing at the time.
You can't haggle in a newsagent, though. There's a time and a place for haggling.
Well, not even if your song is playing on the radio at the time.
All you're buying is some chocolate bars, right? So you go in. The idea that you would get a discount on them anyway for being famous is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Would you, if you were a famous pop star, would you actually stay in the shop to the end of the song? I would.
Turn it up. I love this one.
Yeah. I might even sing along to it.
What's with these famouses wanting to get cheap, like free cheap stuff? Why don't they go for free expensive stuff?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
You've got Hugh Laurie going for free burgers when that, I mean, he can afford a burger.
Mm. Yes.
So why go for
a
house?
It's more the gimmick, isn't it? I think it's the status of the card rather than the actual.
Yeah. It's the status of the card.
And also, you'll find that famous people, the more famous they are, the more free stuff they get. The rich get richer.
Not just that, and the more thrifty they get. Take you, for example.
No, hang on a second. Don't put me in that same bracket.
Mills, you do all right, right?
No, it's fine.
He goes, so he pops down to his, there's, you know, the row of shops down the bottom of his road.
Oh, do we not have to do this again?
And bulk buys pens.
Fine.
Stuff, right? Which is just, it amazes me because in some circumstances you can be quite extravagant and very generous. Okay? But then the flip side to you is look at the charger that you're currently packing.
Oh, shut up about my charger.
What's wrong with the charger?
I mean, look at
it.
Have you ever seen one with a lead this short?
It's a fast charger, actually.
Right.
Look at this. Doesn't look right. Check this.
Why is it so little? It looks so stupid.
Look at this tiny little lead.
Oh, don't stop calling my charger stupid, you.
It looks like a child's toy.
That's what I'm saying. It's incredible, isn't it, really, that you can, you know, do well, but you can also be quite thrifty like that.
I'm on 75%, you're not.
The joke's on you, Chris.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what that referred to there. It was,
look, okay, you can take the mick out all you want, but you're never needing a, not needing a, no.
Did what? You think he meant 75% tax?
Yes.
He's in the higher bracket.
You want, I'm in a higher bracket than you.
You're never, what I'm trying to say is, you're never without a pen. There's always a ballpoint ready.
Yeah, I know. And that is thanks to you going bulk buying, to be fair. Okay.
Real or no real, please.
We've gone off topic here.
Ollie from Years and Years didn't get a discount at his local newsagent, but his song was playing at the time.
Probably real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes, he was going to get some beer in the newsagent, posted a light-hearted tweet saying that he didn't get a discount, even though Eyes Shut was playing in the shop while he was there. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 20, Greg got 30.
I mean, he needs to do something for that. He should have started singing along, and then the guy can go, right, your payment is beer.
Exactly. That's-
Scott Mills Daily.
I've just realised it's not an eclipse of moths. It's an Edmondson of moths.
Yes.
Which you don't know about, Scott.
What is that?
So, when Matt was covering your show, he told us that he had a huge moth problem in his house. He couldn't get rid of them. And so we renamed him Moth Edmondson. There's Mothew Edmondson, so it's actually an Edmondson of moths.
We don't let it drop.
And he hates it.
Why?
He
why
hates does that we bring it up the whole
why
time.
Why does he hate it?
He actually went silent last time we did it.
Why?
I had to say goodbye to this show and then go and start mine.
It's just moths.
Why Mothew is he Edmondson?
Someone changed his Wikipedia to Moth Edmondson.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which, so, you know, we don't condone that, but... Actually, we do.
So, next time I see him, that's annoying actually, I saw him earlier. Next time I see him, I don't mention the moth infestation.
They do mention the moths.
Do mention.
And call him Moth.
Mothew.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Those are Thursday's best bits. We're back for the last one of the week tomorrow from 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Scott Mills.